Hello, everybody, and welcome. With Bob Christopher, this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. Our listener lines are open, and we'll welcome your calls now at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question, or if you're dealing with some difficult personal issue, let us hear from you. The lines are open, so call now, 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, I am Bob Christopher, and welcome to Basic Gospel, and it really feels good to be back in the studio today, and Richard Pfeiffer is here with me, and always glad to do this program with Richard and to hear his keen insights. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the heart and the mind and how the grace of God impacts both the heart and the mind. As many of you know, last Wednesday evening, I suffered a heart attack. And we were at a restaurant in Denton, Texas. I was with Gina, my wife, and my two daughters, Caitlin and Mackenzie, and my grandson, Kai. And I started feeling some pain in my left shoulder that started going down my left arm. And everybody was Googling, well, what does that mean? And it's like, hey, this is a heart attack. And they said, let's go. So our waiter had just delivered the drinks, and he said, we've got to go. So fortunately, we were right across the highway from the best heart hospital in the area. So Gina got me over to the emergency room. We got checked in very quickly. And probably within 25, 30 minutes, I was back in the cath lab seeing what was actually going on in my heart. And I found that my right coronary artery was blocked 99%. So that's almost 100. So
yeah.
That's
you almost won there.
That's right. Yeah. That's pretty severe. But so they went in and put a stent in that and opened up that that particular artery. But they also found that there was blockage in another major artery that feeds the left side of the heart. Well, they didn't want to put any more dye into me because they didn't know what my kidney function might be, what my liver function might be, how that would react to that additional dye. So they let me know that, hey, something, you know, you're going to have to come back and get another stent, or we're going to have to find out what's really going on in this other artery. So we did that Saturday. So they put a stent in that Saturday and then released me to go home on Sunday. So I was very fortunate that all the stars had lined up as far as, you know, the group that was together that night at this particular restaurant, the quickness of looking at Google and saying, hey, this is definitely a symptom of a heart attack. The fact we were right across the street. When we got there, the guy on call is, as far as all the medical people there at this particular hospital, they say this is the best heart guy at this hospital. He was the one that did the catheterization, put the stent in, and so everything just kind of worked well.
Yeah.
I remember sitting on that table in the cath lab and just thinking, Lord Jesus, thank you for warning signs. Thank you that you give us indications of what's up ahead. And oftentimes we ignore those warning signs, and we do it physically, we do it spiritually, we do it emotionally. God has equipped all of us with kind of a warning system, hasn't he, Richard?
Yeah, he does. You know, 'cause I went through atrial fibrillation several years ago, and there were all kinds of warning signs, and they're the kind of thing that you just have to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
Now, I could have said, oh, it's nothing, it'll go away, but I'd have been in bad trouble if I'd done that.
Yes.
And I was able to get connected with a good doctor and all of that, and I'm fine now.
Yes.
But if you don't pay attention to the warning signs,
right.
And the same thing happens emotionally. If there's something going on in a relationship or whatever, there are signals.
Absolutely.
Always.
I know I've talked to so many people in premarital counseling, and, you know, they've had warning signs that this probably isn't the right person, and yet they didn't heed those warning signs, and they went through with the marriage, and the marriage didn't work out. And, yeah. Well, they looked back and said, well, I had red flags going into this. And it was like, well, why didn't you listen? I mean,
because they were pretty flags.
they were there for a reason. And so God has given us all these different signs, if we will just pay attention and have some courage to step out on those. And I was just fortunate that Gina and Caitlin and Mackenzie insisted that we're going to the hospital. And I said, yes, we are. Let's go. But so as I was sitting there, that was one of the things that I was very thankful for was the warning sign that this pain in the shoulder, this pain in the arm meant something serious was going on inside of my body. But also I started thinking about kind of the spiritual implications, and I always try to do that. You know, what these physical examples, what spiritual truths can we kind of learn more about in going through these things? Well, so I had a heart attack last Wednesday. Another one of our staff members, Stephen Simon, a couple of weeks prior to that, he suffered a stroke. And so that is something that affects the brain. And so I just encourage our listeners to lift up Stephen and his family. He is in a pretty tough situation. And so we're just praying that as he experiences physical therapy and occupational therapy, that he will start showing some improvement and get back to normalcy. But so I had something that affected my heart. He had something that affected his brain. Well, you look at both of those things and you see that the gospel addresses both on a spiritual level. So as far as we're concerned, when we're lost, we have a heart problem.
Yes.
Jesus nailed it in this particular passage in Matthew 15. He says, "Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart," now listen to this, "out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." So Jesus was trying to make that point to the people of Israel over and over and over. The Sermon on the Mount is basically an explanation of what he just said here, that your problem as an individual is your heart. And I know one of my favorite passages in the Old Testament is Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. And it's a promise that has been fulfilled through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it says this, that there's going to come a time where God circumcises your heart so that you can love me with all your strength and mind and soul. So something had to happen inside the heart, and that's exactly what the gospel does. It gives us a brand new heart. And that's what you can be thankful for when you're in Christ, that you've been given a brand new heart, that God has done something. He has fixed it. He has made it new. So now what proceeds out of that heart of yours is a desire to trust Jesus and to allow his life to flow in and through you. So that's good news. Now, as far as these physical hearts of ours, they pump blood. Yeah. Why? Because blood is life for the body. The heart stops pumping, life is gone. Mm-hmm. Well, that's another spiritual truth. The life is in the blood, and there's a passage in Leviticus that talks about
that. Yes, it's actually in Leviticus 17 and verse 11. And if you're familiar with the term kosher relative to meat, then you know that Jewish people have for a long, long, long time never had blood in their meat. They always remove the blood. They drain it carefully, etc. It all comes from this passage. God saying to the Israelites, you will not eat blood. And here's why. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. for it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement. And so the whole purpose of the sacrificial system was so that blood would be shed, not my blood, thankfully. It was the blood of bulls and goats and sheep and all of that. And then when Jesus came, he shed his blood on the cross because his blood was the only effective solution for sin. He provided atonement once and for all. His blood removed sin, whereas all of the sacrifices, even though the life is in the blood and it represents atonement, that was just a covering. That was a shadow saying, something's coming, something's coming. And Jesus came, he shed his blood removed sin once and for all so that we could be forgiven. And then, of course, he raised from the dead so that we could have life, and he went back to the Father so that we could have the Holy Spirit. And this whole thing started with realizing that the life is in the blood.
Right. So when the Bible says Jesus shed his blood, what it's really saying is that he laid down his life.
He laid down his life.
He laid down his life, and then he picked it up again. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the good news of the gospel. He has given to us his life. So he has placed his spiritual blood into us.
Yes.
So that is our life source. He is our life source. We see that in Colossians when Jesus returns. It talks about when he who appears, he who is your life.
Yes.
So Jesus Christ is your life. He is your life source here and now. Christ in you, the only hope of glory. So he's given you a new heart, and that new heart can circulate the life of Christ in and through you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is
absolutely amazing. But it gets even better in the sense that he addresses the mind as well. Now, science has certainly learned a lot about the heart. But it's learning things about the brain, how the brain functions. But science and psychology and psychiatry and philosophy, all of those things, to them, the mind is still a mystery. How it operates, where do thoughts originate, all of these things. They know it's attached to the brain.
Yes.
And there's functions in there that cause these things to occur, but it's still a mystery. Now, we know we all have crazy thinking. Mm-hmm. We know that we can take in kind of the things of this world and process those things in our mind, and we can create images from the past and images of the future and all of these various things. And so there's a thinking problem that we have as human beings, and that's a result of being lost as well. Well, here's the good news about that. We see in the very first promise of the new covenant that God is going to write his laws in our hearts and on our minds. Mm-hmm. So he addresses the heart and the mind. And then there's a great passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 where it says that mind cannot conceive of the things that God has given us, that we can't truly understand the grace of God. That's something that is outside of us, but God has given us the Spirit so that we can understand these things. We can understand the reality of Christ. We can understand the gifts of grace. We can understand this new walk that we have in Jesus Christ. And then he ends on this particular verse, but you have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
So we've been given a new heart. We have the life of Christ, and we have the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. We have the life of Christ as the blood, and the blood is the life. And we have the mind of Christ that enables us to live out in a practical way this new life that we have in Jesus.
To think clearly for the first time.
Absolutely. It is a miracle of grace.
Yeah.
So as a believer in Christ, God has given you a new heart, and that is something to be grateful for every day, a heart that loves the Lord And how is that love expressed? It's expressed in faith. It's expressed in dependence. It is expressed in obedience, an obedient heart.
Yes.
So a willingness in the heart to trust Jesus. And we have a mind that can think truth and can, with that thinking of truth, be able to discern the error of the world. This is the power of the gospel. This is the transformation of the gospel that every one of us experience on that moment. The gospel hits our hearts and we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess that with our mouths that he is Lord. We're saved. And in that salvation is a new heart and a new mind.
And if we go back to what we started with, there are these warning things. And because we have the life of Christ and the mind of Christ in us, we get spiritual warnings when we start taking our eyes off of him or looking at the world or whatever, that really say, seriously, is that what you want to do?
Right.
And then the mind of Christ says, oh, of course that's not what I want to do. And we have this choice, this wonderful choice, not to get better, but to choose correctly and walk by faith in the one who indwells us. This cycle is never ending, and it's always a beautiful thing.
Yes, indeed. And again, that's a gift of grace that has been given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I want to thank all of our listeners who sent well wishes, have been praying for me and my family, have been praying for the ministry. It's just been an outpouring of love, a generous outpouring of love, of prayers. You say I've felt those, but what those have meant to me is this fact that we're connected.
Yeah.
And there is a connection between every single believer, a spiritual connection. We share the same life together. And just reading those texts and emails and talking to some of the people who picked up the phone and called, it was that connection that was really made clear to me that we're really in this thing together. We
yeah.
really are a body of believers. And I just want to thank you from a fixed heart.
Yeah, the bottom of a
yes,
fixed heart.
That's
yes.
right. I want to thank you and just to say that has meant so much to me and to my family.
Yeah.
So, well, this is Basic Gospel. My name's Bob Christopher. Richard Pfeiffer is here. Our number is 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you in our remaining time. So if you have a question, go ahead and pick up that phone and dial that number right now, 844-322-2742. We have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands, a resource that Richard and I collaborated on. It is called Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. It is a CD series. We want to put that in your hands as our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. Go to basicgospel.net, click on the donate button, become a part of the Basic Gospel family. We would love to be co-laborers together and sharing this good news with others. So make your gift, and when you do, request your copy of Grace Defined, Grace Lived Out. Well, Richard, let's go to our phone line. Start with Dave in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Dave, you're on the air.
All right. Hey, Bob. Hey, welcome back, buddy. Welcome back to planet Earth.
Well, thanks, Dave. I appreciate that.
Sure. You're very welcome. Hey, buddy, did you have any kind of excitement in you when you were having this, that, you might go home to be with the Lord? Or was there any kind of like good feelings about whether, Paul was saying in the scriptures about absent from the body, present with the Lord, and so on, how was your feeling?
Well, some of those verses certainly, showed up in my thinking, showed up in my mind. For some reason, just the situation, how it unfolded, I felt like they were going to take care of this, and I just had a calmness. I think probably my face expressed something different, but you know, inside there was a calmness. And like I said, when I was laying on that table, the thought came through, thank you for the warning signs. And, I thought that was, that was significant. So I kind of thought, you know, initially that, they're going to fix this and I'm going to get out of the hospital tomorrow and everything is going to be A-okay. But then kind of the nurses, clued me in that it was a lot more serious than I thought. So I had to start getting my mind lined up with the seriousness of what happened so that I could prepare for recovery. You know, I don't need to jump into it full bore. I need to relax. I need to rest and just ease into it over time. But, I thought about Philippians chapter 1, for me to live as Christ, to die as gain. That passage was something I thought about numerous times while I was in the hospital. But I'm here, and, you know, I get to rejoice in that. If I had gone to be with the Lord, I would have rejoiced in that, knowing that that was even greater.
Yes, Bob. That's something to look forward to, buddy.
Yes, indeed.
Like I said, brother, welcome back, and I love y'all.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it. Well, let's go out to Eastland, Texas, and talk to James. Hi, James.
Hey, Bob. How are you and Richard and the other Bob doing today?
Well, we're doing okay.
Doing great.
We're getting to talk about Jesus, so every day we get to do that. That's a great day.
Well, that's the main thing. I'm just glad you're back and glad you listen to your wife. A lot of times when we do, it all works out better.
Well, we've been married 30 years, so I've learned to do that a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, Dorothy and I have been married a little over 50, so I think I've learned by now.
Yeah, that's good. Well, gosh, it's good. Anyway, it's good to hear from you, my friend.
Anyway, it's good to hear from you, and we thank you so much. I think when we first heard basic gospel, it was people to people. We were in Odessa, I think it's 1985, and you might have still been in Louisville, Kentucky at that time.
Yes.
But then we moved to Duncanville and was able to attend Metro Bible Study and enjoyed it so much. And just glad you're still on the air and doing good. And sound like you had the right doctors. And with the love that everybody shows for you and the basic gospel, we just wish you a full recovery.
Well, I appreciate that so much, James. Thanks for calling in today. It's good to hear from you, and you tell your sweet wife, Dorothy, hello, and we will see you on the air probably tomorrow.
All right. We've learned to listen to Andrew, too, so we thank you all for that.
Well, since you mentioned him, I want to give him a special thanks for filling in for me last week, Thursday, Friday, and Monday of this week. That was a real blessing, and I know our listeners enjoyed his keen insight into the Word of God. So thank you to him as well. Richard, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's always good to have you back in studio. It feels like home whenever you're here. So glad you're here, and you'll be with us tomorrow and Friday. And we'll get more of your keen insights into the Word of God as well. Well, thank you for joining us. And again, thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for being generous with your prayers, your outpouring of support. Thank you that we're all connected together in Christ Jesus by the grace of God within this new covenant. That is the power of the gospel, and I'm so appreciative of it. Special thanks to my son Coleman for stepping up and doing just a fantastic job over the last several days, being the heart and soul of the daily radio broadcast. Mm-hmm. He's done a phenomenal job. Well, we'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll look forward to being with you at that time. So long from Dallas.